So, Michael, I was just asking you before we reach the time limit about where people can find your movie, and you were about to tell us about your distribution strategy.
Our distribution strategy at this point is to play every festival throughout the entire world, and that's it. We don't want to make any money on this movie. No, I'm absolutely joking.
Good one.
We're working on it. We're working on our distribution strategy, and
but people can learn more about the movie.
You can go to bestworstmovie.com.
Right.
And you can find me on Twitter. Twitter's all the rage at bestworstmovie. And we over the next couple of months we'll have some really interesting developments and announcements regarding our distribution and where they can find the film.
You guys were talking about, just before the tape recorder turned off, about like some difficulties with financing. What was the most expensive part about doing an independent documentary?
The most expensive part?
Yeah.
Well, anytime you work on a project for 3 years, you can imagine. You know, it's like, where do you start? I think the interesting thing with a documentary in a project that takes so long is if you know all the challenges that you're going to be faced with at the beginning, you may not decide to do it. You know, there's almost sort of a blessing in not seeing every hurdle that's ahead of you when you start. Because when you start a documentary, you think, okay, all I have to do is get to this next hill. All I have to do is film this one screening in New York. This will never happen again. I have to film this screening. You get that done somehow, and then all of a sudden there's another hill, and it just goes on and on until eventually you're done, the film's done, and then there's a gigantic hill that's distribution. And it's like, how am I going to climb this?
It's like, just when you thought you were done climbing hills, right, that's when the biggest hill of all comes.
Right. It's interesting, and I look back now, and I mean, ridiculous, you know, eternally grateful for everything that I've learned along the way and all the challenges. But if I would have known all the difficulties at the very start, I think one would be inclined to feel too overwhelmed by the big picture and to say, I can't do this.
So, in other words, ignorance is bliss, is your message.
I think you're right. I mean, in documentary filmmaking, in 3 year, you know, passion project. And as long as, you know, that the other thing is, and I was telling, as we were talking earlier, off, if you're always logically thinking about what makes sense to do, you may forget what feels right to do. And with this project, it was always kind of being guided by how I felt. And even though at one point it didn't seem logical to have 9 shooters in one small room because it was expensive, it felt right. And it was something that I needed to do.
Which scene are you referring to?
The end, actually.
Oh, okay. Then
I don't want to give it away.
Let's not give it away.
No. Like, right.
Okay.
With Claudio and that whole bit. And there's a lot of times where I think you have to let what you feel take, you know, balance or even take precedence over what logically sounds right. I mean, let's face it, in the beginning when I started making this documentary, and I went to people and I said, I'm going to make a film story about the worst movie ever made, about vegetarian goblins. I mean, people looked at me like I was crazy. Why do you want to do that? Yeah.
Well, look who's having the last laugh now. All the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the bank, Michael.
Right. Right. Which bank is that? Yes. I haven't found it. Could you give me directions to
the little 5 cent savings bank?
Right.
Little 5 cent savings bank. Well, Mike, thanks for chatting. It's so great to see you in Boston. Hope you have a good time here.
Thanks.
And bestworstmovie.com, was it?
Bestworstmovie.com.
All right. Everyone listening to this, you go check it out.
Thanks.
Because it's an awesome movie.
Thanks.